yourself today. It's so good to see you. I appreciate the Lord and His grace. Ain't that good? God just pulled one out of the balcony and saved the fire out of them. That's just like God do something like that to save the fire out of somebody. Miss Amanda, ain't it good to be saved? Throw your hands up, hon, to help your preacher this morning. Thank God for it. That's right, hon. You got to get it here, and then you'll get it here. It's a step process. Some folk get all that worship at one time. Some of you, it grows on you. I'm still waiting for it to start in you somewhere. I'm notice he that which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Christ Jesus. The book of Exodus, chapter number 12. The Lord spake to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. We are living in the land of Egypt. But thank God I'm headed to Canaan land this morning. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel. He said, I don't want nobody not to hear what I got to say. He said, the tenth day of the month shall they take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers. A lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number. Boy, ain't you glad that the lamb's not too small for the house. Amen. And I will point this out to you. Never seen it this morning. He said in verse 4, the household be too little for the lamb. Let him and his neighbor. Sir, it's your responsibility to get your house saved. He said this in verse 3, they shall take to them every man a lamb. Daddy, are you saved this morning? Daddy, are you saved? It'd be a great day, Daddy, for you to get saved. Ma'am, it'd be a great day for you to get saved this morning. Verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep and from the goats. The Bible said you shall keep it to the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses when they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in that night, and roast with fire the unleavened bread, and with a bitter herb shall they eat it. He says this in verse 12, for I'll pass through the land of Egypt this night. I'll smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Against all the gods of Egypt I'll execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you with when I smite the land of Egypt. Thank you for standing this morning. I want to preach out of verse number 13, something that seems like is going by the wayside today, but I want to preach on this thought. It's still the blood. It's still the blood. I want to say, first of all, thank God I'm recognized by the blood. Recognized by the blood. Look what he said. He said in verse number 13, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass on. He ain't looking for church membership. He's not looking for good works, even though they'll come after the blood. But you hear this preacher this morning. I'm recognized by the blood. I'm glad when he sees me, he sees the blood. Notice in verse 21, there was a wounded lamb. He said, Moses called for all the elders of Israel. Said to them, draw out, take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. It took a wounded lamb. Can I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ is and was and will be and still is the Lamb of God this morning that takes away the sin of the world. Baptists will let you die and go to hell, but Jesus can save you. This preacher can't save. Somebody said the other day, that preacher saved me. Hogwash. They look like somebody I'd save. I can't save nobody. Honey, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, He's still in the saving business. It was a wounded lamb. Verse 23, I'm recognized by the blood. Not only do we see a wounded lamb, but we see a wondrous look. He said this in 23, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when He seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in into your houses to smite you. My, what a wondrous look. He said when He seeth the blood on the doorpost, He would pass over you. Can I tell you, the blood goes on the doorpost of our heart and our life, but not under our feet. It was not on the threshold. It wasn't on the doorsteps. But I'm glad it was on the door. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10 and verse 28, a lot of people trample the blood today. Oh, they think that the blood has lost its power. Aren't you glad it hadn't lost its power today? Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 28. Notice this, if you would. He said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace. I'm going to tell you, friend, God don't take the blood of His Son very lightly. Boy, He means business, giving the blood of His Son. I wonder today, if you gave the blood of your child, would you mean business? I wonder if you sacrificed your child for the sins of this old world and they poured it out on the doorsteps and people walked through the blood with their feet. They trampled over them and thought it an unholy thing or not a precious thing. Oh, my friend, when God sees the blood, I'm glad it's not under my feet. I'm glad it's on my head this morning. Glad it's covered on my heart. There was a wondrous look when He seeth the blood. Verse 23, notice this if you would. Not only a wounded lamb and a wondrous look, but there is a wonderful love. He said, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when He seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. What a wonderful love. Isn't it amazing that God gave us Himself? I don't understand why He'd die for me. I don't know why He'd die for you. I just know He did. What a wonderful love. But then look at verse 24. Look at the written law. He said, and ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Friend, let me tell you, the blood will stand forever. There's a law written about His blood. It's written in stone this morning. Each house unmarked was a house unspared. Each soul unwashed shall be a soul undone. Boy, isn't that amazing? Miss Amanda come this morning, Miss Samantha come this morning, and God cleansed her with the blood. Isn't it amazing what it'll do for sinners? That old drawing power of the blood. A lot of churches, they've quit preaching about the blood. Honey, it's still the blood. He said it shall be an ordinance forever with you. That's not changed, friend. You'll not go to heaven without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am recognized by the blood. My, He said, when I look and see the blood, I'll pass over you. Lord goodness, I'm glad that, boy, when that death angel comes for me, my friend, I'm glad I'm headed to heaven's shore this morning. I'm glad hell has no hold on me today. I'm glad I ain't going to hell in my sins. You know why? Not because I'm a preacher. Not because I try to do good. Not because I'm a member of one of the best Baptist churches in the South. But it's because the blood. The blood still clean. The blood still saves today. It's still the blood. Oh, Lord, I'm recognized by the blood. when He sees you, does He see the blood? Oh, Lord, I'm recognized by the blood. I want to say number two, I'm redeemed by the blood. In Romans 3 and verse number 20, there's some amazing things right here. Brother Mike touched on some this morning. But in Romans number 3 and verse number 20, you'll notice that we are redeemed by the blood. Romans 3 and verse number 20. Look what he says. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. You're not saved by living by the Ten Commandments. Because you're going to break one or two of them. Or if you like me, you're going to break all ten of them. Amen. You can't do good enough to get to heaven. You better know what this Bible says. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. In other words, that Bible says that the law is a mirror. It's our schoolmaster. When I look up and see the law, the Ten Commandments that Moses received on Mount Sinai, it shows me how wicked I am. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal. Have you paid all your tax money? Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not put other gods before me. Have you ever missed church because of a little old God? You say, well, preacher, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to treat my fellow man right. I'm going to do this and do that. Honey, no flesh is justified by the law. You cannot live by the law. We're lawbreakers. Boy, I'm glad it dawned on me as a little old boy. I was baptized at 12 years old. It done nothing for me. I was raised in a good home. Knew to do right, but I couldn't do right. But thank God when He sees me, He don't see the law. He sees the blood this morning. Thank God. Sir, have you got the blood on you this morning? Ma'am, have you got the blood on you this morning? It is a bloody story. And just because these newfangled churches has got off the issue, honey, it was no accident He went to the cross. He died for you this morning, for me, for you, for me. I'm redeemed by the blood. Now notice this in verse 21. There's a righteous possibility. He said, but now the righteousness of God without the law, said the law ain't even in the picture, is manifested or revealed. How? Being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. My, there's a righteous possibility. Look at that word, righteousness. It means holy and innocent. Did you know that the blood has declared me righteous? You say, preacher, didn't you make some mistakes this week? Yes, but when God sees the blood, He sees me as a righteous man. Isn't that amazing that you could have a righteous possibility this morning? Before you leave this place, you could walk out in a parking lot righteous by the blood of Jesus. Not by what you do, but by what's already been done. Righteousness. I'm redeemed by the blood. A righteous possibility. Since the law could not save us, the Bible said in Romans 8, look at this scripture again, Romans 8 and verse number 1. Therefore, now there's no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Here it is. For what the law could not do, in it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Isn't that amazing? The law could not do nothing but put me in hell. But the blood of Jesus can set me free. Boy, I'd rather take grace, mercy, than the law any day. You say, preacher, I live by the law. Then you'll die by the law. In hell, you'll lift you up. You got to be saved by grace this morning. By grace are we saved today. You say, I'll live by the law. You'll die and go to hell by the law. The boy of mercy, I reach down to where you are this morning. There's a righteous possibility. But in verse number 23, over in Romans 3, there's a remindful passage. Look what he says. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, a lot of people don't like tracts, Brother Adam. Give me that tract in your pocket. You reminded me of Brother John this morning carrying that in your pocket. You know, a lot of times I've given people this. You know what they've said to me? Oh, preacher, you telling me that there's one of them old tracts? I'm an old sinner. That's exactly right. This Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I wonder who that covers today. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isn't that amazing that God knew that we had sinned? God knew that there was no way out of this thing because of sin in the garden, but He sent His only begotten Son to die for sinners. That's amazing to me. I'm redeemed by the blood. There's a righteous possibility. There's a great possibility that you could become righteous today. But you've got to accept what Jesus has done for you on an old rugged cross. There's a remindful passage. We've all come short. But in verse 24, watch this. There's a remarkable principle. He says this. Being justified. Being justified, not being, but being. What are you saying, pray? The blood's still a-working. You see, even when I sin, and the blood's on me, I'm still being justified. I'm not being justified. I'm being justified. You know why? Because the blood of Jesus, it won't wash off. Oh, Lord, I'm glad there is a remarkable principle. I'm justified freely by His grace. Then notice in verse 24, there's a redemptive price. Watch this. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That is in, not was in, but it's still in Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing? The way the devil's planted a seed in our country in the Muslim faith. And see what he says. He says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The Holy Ghost pinned that down. So me and you would be sure to know all roads don't lead to heaven. There's one way to the gate, friend. And that's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing God reached out there in that world and starting to deal with your heart? You didn't find God, friend. He's found you. Brother Mike said this morning, ain't it amazing that God had come pull us and to snatch us out of what we was doing? I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad I don't go to church with people that don't love one another, don't appreciate what God has done for sinners. The blood of Jesus. And let me tell you something. It's not in Baptist. He said, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It's still in Him this morning. Oh, I'm so glad I'm in Christ today. I'm so glad that I've been made righteous by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I'm recognized by the blood. I'm redeemed by the blood. There is a righteous possibility. There's a remindful passage. There's a remarkable principle. But then, there's a redemptive price. Look what he said. You may have grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. What He's done for you, He made the payment once and all. Did you know that the Old Testament priest, he had to go in the Holy of Holies, present that blood every year for the sins of the people, and sins were just rolled over from one year to the next. But when Jesus came, and He shed that blood on the cross, He destroyed the works of the law. He brought to us a way to be saved, a redemptive price of what He gave for me. Isn't that amazing that He would die for me and you? I mean, you think about that a minute. You ever thought about this? You ever thought about this? A man that would give you his blood to be your friend? If any of you is about to die, and you was about bled out and you needed the blood, and somebody stepped up and said, "You know what, I'll give you the blood." You'd think a lot of that person that saved your life. But what my Lord done for us, I shall never forget. Now I'm going to say a few more things. I'm going to get out of the way and I'm going to give an invitation. And I want to ask you today, are you saved by the blood? All right, preacher. I want to ask you this, preacher. How do I get saved by the blood? The Bible says we're saved by grace, that's God's part, through faith. God's grace is reaching to you, but friend, you are responsible to God as a sinner. By the faith He gives you, you must reach up to the hand that's unreached to you, or you'll die and go to hell in your sins. You say, well, preacher, I believe in Christ. Well, a lot of people believe in Christ, but they're going to hell. You must be born again. You must be saved by the grace of God. This Bible says that even the devils in hell believe and tremble. But, oh, Lord, I'm glad I'm recognized by the blood. That even lets me know when I make mistakes and do things I ought not do, He recognizes me by the blood. And you know what? When the blood's been put on us, Brother Chuck, that means we all been put in the same family. We're in that bloodline. Thank God we're members of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know something? Some of you sitting around this morning, you want to be saved. God been dealing with you. Why? You want to be saved. Why don't you get in the family by the blood of Christ this morning? I don't know a better family to be in all my life. I'm talking about somebody that you can come and the Lord will be a friend to you in your life. This old world uses you what they can get out of you. Jesus died for you, friend. Oh, I am recognized by the blood. I am redeemed by the blood. But, oh, lastly, I am rescued by the blood. Revelation 12, verse number 10. Miss Sherry, if you'd come. Child of God, look here what the devil's been doing all night. You wonder what the devil's doing. Oh, I can tell you exactly what the devil's doing. The Bible says what he's doing. He's accusing the brethren. Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 10. John said, "I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." You know something? I like what the old Puritan writer said the other week. He said, that's the only time the devil ain't had to lie. He's accusing me and you of the truth. He ain't got a lie on me to accuse me before my God. He's saying, you know, what about so-and-so? That they did this week. That she did this week. What about that, Lord? They say they wanted your children. Look what they went out there and done. He's accusing us before God. And you know what that Bible says in the next verse? And they overcame Him, how? By the blood of the Lamb. Do you want to be saved today? I'm talking about genuinely blood washed. knowing that your sins is gone. My mind goes back over there to the book of Isaiah. I think it's about chapter number 3 where the Lord says something very special to my heart one day. In Isaiah 1:18, come now. He said, don't wait. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You say, preacher, I've done too much. No, you hadn't. Oh, no, you hadn't. The devil wants you to think that. And I tell you another thing, what the devil wants you to think. What's people going to say? You know, I'd rather see you come by faith and accept the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for you in your life and see your sins washed away and gone. I wouldn't worry about what anybody had to think. Are you sitting amongst a multitude of people that lived a lie a long time? All you got to do, you know what salvation, this is it in a nutshell. You listen to me this morning. And I can't explain it no clearer than what I think the Lord just touched me about. This is salvation. You got to become guilty of your sin. And you got to trust Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Until you become guilty and realize you're a sinner, and God, I'm on my way to hell. He can get you out of that bad place this morning. You ain't got to die and go to hell in your sin. You ain't got to go to hell. Every devil in hell is fighting me this morning preaching. But I'm telling you, you ain't got to die and go to hell in your sin. You see this altar? There's room for you right there. And all you got to do is take a step out of where you sit. Maybe you're in that balcony. Maybe I don't know where you're at. But I know there's somebody sitting here today needs to take that eternal step toward Calvary. He'll wash away your sins. What are we singing, Brother Dave? 368. Stand with us. Come on. Get saved.